Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Sanchez gets hit, the ball is loose, and it's alive. And then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Sal Licata back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Make 2023 the year you beat Vegas. Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. No fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting lines for American sports. Just the best team of odds makers in the business behind the counter at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit Superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we mentioned, you know, before the break, getting into the baseball stuff, 877-337-6666. The Knicks looking really good coming out of the break, and maybe for the first time in a very long time. And I'm talking about even the 54-win season with Carmelo, which is really the 1 year in the last 20-plus years that the team has been good. Maybe this is the first time where there is legitimate reason for excitement. I don't know about you guys, and I guess it depends on your age, but I never really got that into that 54-win team. They were good. It was great because it was the best team that we've seen in a very long time, but I never thought that they were, you know, going to do legitimate damage. Now, I don't think this Knicks team can do legitimate damage, but it's different because they're kind of growing in the first year with Jalen Brunson. Yes, Julius Randle's been here before, obviously, but an all-star a couple years ago, and the Knicks were a four seed a couple years ago where, you know, that was the year I thought they were going to win a first-round matchup, which they didn't, of course, as we know, against the Hawks. But, you know, it feels a little different now. The Nets, not that they're out of the way because the Nets are good, but the fact that the Nets traded off KD and Kyrie, it officially got them off the radar when it comes to, you know, the basketball in this town. And again, I say that with, like, I know that there are some diehard Net fans out there. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But everybody in this town, for the most part, cares about the Knicks. And even with the Nets, with KD and Kyrie, the Knicks are always the top story. But at least the Net fan had their moment with KD and Kyrie. They were a focal point. This Nets team, while it may be solid, while it may be something to build on moving forward, they're not going to be anybody's focal point. And the Knicks now, with the superstardom, the attention-grabbing superstardom of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving out of the way, the Knicks are front and center once again here and closing in on a team that they had no chance to compete with KD and Kyrie. I mean, the Knicks never beat them. And it's as simple as that. And you couldn't expect to catch them in the standings. Now there's going to be a big game between them on Wednesday night. Obviously, the Knicks tonight, as we mentioned before, taking on the top team in the Eastern Conference. And we could see where they really stack up against the Celtics. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility where we're talking about the 5 or 6 seed. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Knicks can make at least a little run here and make things interesting potentially at the Cavaliers. Right now they are 3 games back, just 2 in the loss column, but have 4 fewer wins than Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs do. If the Knicks could get that 4 seed, I mean, I guess if they get the 5 seed anyway, they could still win that series on the road. They could beat Cleveland in a best of 7. They have a chance. Can't say that you wouldn't think against any of the other top 3 in the Eastern Conference. But think about what we're talking about here. For so many years, the Knicks have been a team that has been one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. And while it may not feel like it's a big deal to be, all right, well, big deal, 5 seed, 6 seed, man, for a franchise that has been the majority of the last 20 years, better really than one or two teams max in their own conference, to look at them and say that they are better than half the conference, if not more, you know what? It is kind of exciting. And it's not just those results where they are on the standings, but also the way that they're doing it, led by Jalen Brunson, led by great play from Julius Randle, you know, having some promise with some of the young players. And the most disappointing thing is, of course, R.J. Barrett and his development. Even R.J. Barrett had a big game the other night against New Orleans. Barrett finally, you know, getting on the board consistently as far as the scoring goes, was 8 of 13, whatever he finished with, what, 25 points, knocking down some threes. I mean, if he could play like that, and we know that the thing that's frustrating is that we know the potential is there. If Barrett can play like that, this Knicks team can do some damage. You know, the arrival of Josh Hart has been a difference maker for the Knicks, as once again, he continues to have his impact on this team. Mitchell Robinson coming back from an injury. Seems like he's always injured, but you know what? He's back now, and a big night on the boards with 13 rebounds and his defense in the middle in the game where they just destroyed New Orleans the other night. So the Knicks have some, the rotation from Tibbs being shortened up now, the Knicks have some real potential here to be at least a team in the Eastern Conference that will be worth watching. Again, nobody's getting carried away thinking they're going to beat the Celtics, thinking they're going to beat, you know, the Bucks or the Sixers. But think about the gap that has been closed here. Where it used to be, oh God, is this team going to be a playoff team? Now it's, okay, well, they're not as good as the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. But they're right there with the 4-5, you know, they're a part of the 5 and 6, and they're right there with the number 4 team. Oh, man, if they could have just gotten Donovan Mitchell.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!